Who is Bradley Dean? Bradley Dean, you've probably heard that name before. Maybe you've seen him in the New York Times, on Fox News, MSNBC, The Blaze, The Weekly Standard, The Drudge Report, Yahoo News, or maybe in your local papers, high school or college. Maybe you've heard the name on the radio, internet, or TV. Wherever it's been, you may have wondered, who is this guy, and what does he really stand for? The media just can't quite figure him out or get him right. So we thought we'd take a moment to introduce to you the man and his mission. Bradley Dean is the president and CEO of an organization that has reached millions of people through high school assembly programs, college campuses, radio, internet, TV, and music. Bradley Dean is the drummer for the nationally acclaimed band Junkyard Prophet, also featured on Modern Drummer magazine, and a drum instructional DVD called Deadlock. Bradley is also a national columnist for WorldNet Daily, the number one news source in the world. His articles are featured on a regular basis, and his writings in WorldNet Daily pack a powerful punch of truth and right, with no room to bend or bow to unrighteousness. Bradley Dean hosts The Sons of Liberty, a radio show that airs nationally and internationally in 52 countries, that restores the Bible and the Constitution as the foundation upon which our great nation was established. Bradley Dean is also the host and director of My War, a five-part documentary series that takes issues dead-on, such as the media, abortion, the Constitution, our founding fathers, and the truth of God's Word, while standing firm upon the rock of Jesus Christ, the maker of all things. Bradley Dean has a hard-hitting message of truth in love, which doesn't overlook sin or shy away from the issues, but loves enough to tell people the truth. His message is bringing America back to the old paths that made our nation great. He is a husband to one, daddy to five, and a patriot. He stands for truth and justice. So why, then, is his message so scary to the mainstream media? What are they so afraid of? And what don't they want you to know? All it takes is a moment's look into his message, and you'll understand what he is and who he's fighting for. This is Bradley Dean.
Just wanted to let you know really quick before we get into the show here. This is our 6 minutes, our 5 minutes of downtime before the show starts on radio. We're going to highlight some of the new radio affiliates that just picked us up. But in the meantime, I just wanted to let you know these are available. Thank you for your orders. All the prophets were pointing to the front, premised on the Word of God and testimony only, period. That's all we're supposed to do. Paul said, I dare not think of those or say those things or do those things that Christ has not wrought within me. And that's exactly the rule of thumb that we have stuck to when it comes to the Word of God. So with that said, all the prophets we're pointing is available. And then we also have this right here, Soldier of the Cross. First the heart, God speaks to the heart, not the head. And then the head, and then the armor, Ephesians 6:12. So do check them out when you get a moment, friends, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, I've gone through the Children of the Apostate 3, 4, 5 times now. We have one more person going through it. On my part, it's done. Once it's sent over to me, I'm going to read it one more time, and then we are going to get it in print, and we're going to get it sent off to you, the reader. So we appreciate that. Also, check out sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and go to the store and the schedule. It looks like we have some events as more than one coming up at the end of July. We're looking in that of Colorado. So we'll see what transpires there, but I'm pretty sure we got something solidified, but it may turn into two events. So with that said, we should be up in just a moment, and we will take off from there. Welcome to the show. Totally appreciate all of you, my spiritual family, and my listenership and viewership on Rumble as well. So
at the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Kevin Shipp, former CIA officer. I want to give my personal recommendation for Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. Bradley's message of standing for faith and liberty in America is critically important to the future of our country. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty's message is a light in the darkness we're facing. I personally support Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You again have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, yesterday we had talked about how the U.S. Supreme Court said, listen carefully, in a complete violation of the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights, which are the thou shalt nots to those that serve we the people. The U.S. Supreme Court, those nine unelected black-robed tyrants, that's exactly what they are, that work for the fascist state, their corporations, in defending them from we the peasants, the people, right? Americans, you have this backwards. But the U.S. court, the Supreme Court, yesterday said that it was okay for the federal government, who is a creature of the states, okay, to outsource online censorship to big tech companies, curtailing free speech of all Americans. In other words, it's okay, said the Supreme Court, that they go ahead and censor their political opposition. Friends, this is totalitarianism, a clear violation of the First Amendment. Isn't it interesting that Charles D. Montesquieu said liberty is the right to do what the law permits, the law of God, of course, you know, because our rights come from God and the Lord didn't give us the right to do the wrong thing. But isn't it interesting that he said liberty is the right to do what the law permits, but what we're seeing is government trying to defend themselves from the people that they're supposed to serve in upholding the law, when in fact what we find is them doing just the exact opposite. So they're given a green light to an outsourcing through the theft of your money to attack free speech and their political opponents here in the United States of America. And there is the Supreme Court to say that it was okay for them to do so. Is this law? No, this is lawlessness. Read Psalm 94:20. That's exactly what this is. Yesterday, I had showed you this social media platform, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, and or before it's news.com. Breaking Supreme Court rules horribly, not horribly, lawlessly, on most important free speech case in a century. Murphy versus Missouri with Gateway pundits Jim Hoft is one of the top five plaintiffs and rejected by court. I mean, folks, you can't even make this stuff up, that this is a provocation of war. Americans, you're under attack. Haven't you figured this out yet? And I want to tell you something. These are not the type of people that you can save. These are the type of people that you must lawfully remove. Here again is the answer that Americans say they want, but they just don't want to be the responsible party in actually executing the law against those that are committing crimes against them. They'd rather suffer the abuse rather than to right themselves by the wrongs that are being leveraged at them. It's incredible. It truly is. But I want to tell you something. You need to understand that these rascals, these criminals that are allowed to abide in the halls of government today, I'm not talking about the righteous, though they're there, far and few between. We thank God for every single one of them that are actually doing their job. If it wasn't for them, which is a mercy of God, we wouldn't be here today. We thank every single one of them. But I'm highlighting the little leaven in the lump that must be purged, saith the Lord, through a commandment, not a suggestion. Americans, you need to understand they're waiting. They're lining up to take office so they can go ahead and sell you out to the highest bidder. This is nothing new. This is something that we've known, but it's something that the American people have overlooked. But I want you to contemplate this. These are not the type of people, again, as I said a moment ago, that you can help. They must lawfully be removed. See, because it didn't require any discipline for them to attain it. As a matter of fact, if you look at these baser sort, 1 Kings 13:33, you're going to find that they're reprobate. That means that they're abandoned to sin and that they're handpicked by the corrupt and those that are the corrupt and the powers that are tolerated by the people in this country to be placed in high positions to continuously assailing who we are, our Christian and constitutional heritage. Okay? It didn't require any discipline for them to attain the position they got. No, they've been planted. And you know they're planted, friends. See, what they did is they read what others have done, and they took it to the next step. They didn't earn the knowledge for themselves to do the right thing. Nope, what they did is they ignored the knowledge. They ignored the law that they were supposed to uphold. And what they did is they don't have to take responsibility for it, at least not yet, but they will, rest assured. Read Ecclesiastes 8:11. But when you hold them to it, as Americans who know better and can see through this administration's lack thereof, is their clear incompetence. And it's exactly what it is. And it's purposed that they're there, friends. Again, this isn't just happening by chance. I want to make clear you all understand, this isn't happening by chance. This is all purpose. This is what communists do. America, remember what Soros said about you. You are what impedes a new world order. I want to read this off, hopefully before the end of the break here, the first segment. Every time we turn our heads the other way, we then see the law flouted. When we tolerate what we know to be wrong, when we close our eyes and ears to the corrupt because we are too busy or too frightened, when we fail to speak up and speak out, we strike a blow against freedom and decency and justice. Again, Americans, it's the heart of God. It's the message I love to hear. I know the disobedient, they hate to hear it. That's why they don't listen to it, at least not for now they won't. But they will soon enough for eternity. And I'm just thinking of Proverbs. I'm thinking 21. And I'm just thinking about justice and judgment. And when it is overlooked, what happens is the Lord will judge the nation. And again, that's where we're at. That's why, by the way, we named the show today, Walking Through the Valley of Death. Notice I didn't put the Valley of the Shadow of Death. Why didn't I put the Valley of the Shadow of Death? Well, stop right there. And I'm talking about Psalm 23. Some might say, well, Bradley, do me a favor. Give me figuratively what the Valley of the Shadow of Death, what it means or what it stands for. The perils of life from which God protects believers. You can also put that to Psalm 91 when you get a moment. Okay, wait a second. So when we walk through the valley of the shadow of death as believers, believe is a verb, it's an action word. We do what the Lord has commanded us out of love for him as to why and out of gratitude because of why his son was sent as the propitiation for our sins. But it means to save believers from the perils of life. And it also means from which God protects believers. But I didn't put the word shadow there. No, I'm talking to a nation that is daring the justice of God, and they are bringing it upon themselves. We'll be right back
this
in just one
Adams,
moment here.
Founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show, maybe even for years now, and can think of so many others you wish could hear the message too. But you don't know quite how to reach them or where to begin. Well, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's a lot easier than what you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for all those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to make a difference in their own lives and their own communities right now. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
Today.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
Mike Lindell here, and like you, I see our country being destroyed daily. We face massive economic issues, and I can tell you from firsthand experience, there are people in power who threaten the values that have made our country.
And what is the answer, Mike?
Well, I've been a believer in gold and silver.
Gold and silver is the answer to our dilemma, not justice. Wow. Okay.
Well, Genesis Gold Group showed me how easy it is to protect your IRA, 401k, or
the golden calf
with gold and silver. Their faith-driven approach to service.
Faith? Oh, there's the faith. It must be a Christian organization.
So call Genesis Gold Group now at 800-385-GOLD. That's 800-385-4653. Or go to bbsradiogold.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. So, folks, what I'm talking about right now is the fact that I named the show today, and I don't like putting titles on shows because if I'm led by the Holy Ghost, I don't go there anyways 9 times out of 10. But for the sake of, you know, giving, I guess, what the people want, or I guess what's uniform to most show hosts, that's why we're kind of adding to it, just to, you know, get them over there so they can understand as to who we are and the message that the Lord is sending through us. Romans 8:14, also John 3, whom the Lord send, he sendeth those that speaketh forth his words, period. Okay, cool. Let's go back over to the title, Walking Through the Valley of the Shadow of Death. Well, some people will say, Bradley, you're talking about Psalm 23, but it's the Valley of the Shadow of Death. Okay, well, we'll just stop right there. The Valley of the Shadow of Death applies figuratively, right? And it stands for the perils of life from which God protects believers. That's what it means. But notice on the title, I didn't put walking through the valley of the shadow of death. I put walking through the valley of death. Why? Because that's what the American people have brought upon themselves. That's why judgments are raining down upon us. Oh, go ahead and scoff. Oh, do go ahead and mock all that you will, because they were doing the same exact thing when Noah built the ark. And during that process of that ark being built, all those people just mocked that preacher of righteousness, as it tells us in the book of Genesis and also in the book of Peter. They mocked him and mocked him and mocked him. And it was real funny until the people realized that, wait a second, it's starting to rain and it's not stopping. That's right. I'm talking about the reigning judgments of God upon this nation. Put that up against Leviticus 26 and also Deuteronomy 28. 15 on, 15 on. And I'm talking about scriptural references to the end of each chapter there. Okay? So walking through the valley of the shadow of death. Well, that's what the American people are bringing on themselves through the inaction, tolerance, apathy, so on and so forth. Okay? So I want to show you another bit of judgment that's raining upon the American people. And the reason I'm saying this is when you hear this, you're going to say to yourself, well, this is good news. Yeah, it is. But what have you done with the good news? Because the hope in preserving your republic is found in what you do with the truth that's been given unto you. You know, I don't care about your theology. If there's nothing to do with you doing what the Lord is commanding you to do, your theology is worthless because, the truth be told, many are, what are they? They're worldlings in theology, okay? That's what they are. They call themselves Christians, but yet they're worldlings. They deceive themselves. But anyways, let's go forward. I want to show you this. I want you to pay attention to the headline here. I had nothing to do with it. I also want you to go back at the beginning of the pandemic, and I know some people will say, you know, the Lord just doesn't do things like that anymore. Well, maybe your Lord doesn't, but mine does. Matter of fact, the gifts of the Spirit are very much alive today, 1 Corinthians 12. Why? So we don't serve dumb idols. Does the Lord wanting us to serve idols? No. Does he want us to serve him? Yes. Then that's why we have the giftings of the Holy Ghost. Read 1 Corinthians 14:1. What does it say? That you covet earnestly the gifts of prophecy, okay? And the Lord also told us in the book of Numbers that he would make himself known unto a prophet in a dream or in a vision. Not claiming to be anything, but I am saying go back to the title of a tsunami at the very beginning of the pandemic. Go on to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Do a search on all my articles during the beginning of that whole pandemic. And you're going to find that exactly where we're at and exactly what we're doing right now keeps going back. It keeps going in a circle. This word keeps coming up. That word called tsunami. And if you look in the book of Nahum chapter 1, it's interesting that the Lord said that he would make himself known in a whirlwind. You can take that how you want to take it, but put it up to scripture. A tsunami is very much that. We know a tsunami is basically an earthquake under the water and the waters overtake us. They flood us. Well, that is a part of the vision that I shared with the people during the time I woke up and I wrote it on paper. I've never done it before, but I shared it with everybody and we continuously see this cycle and this recycle of the word tsunami. I want you to listen to this because it has everything in the world to do with who you are and where things are going if you don't put a stop to what's going on in this country. Check this out.
Year, some of us submitted a vaccine injury paper to The Lancet, to one of the biggest journals in the world. Myself, Dr. Mark Trulzi, Dr. Roger Hodgkinson, and other doctors. That paper was about autopsy series, the largest autopsy series in the world. People who took COVID-19 vaccines and then died suddenly a few days or a few weeks after. That paper was downloaded hundreds of thousands of times, and within 24 hours, there was so much pressure put on by the pharmaceutical industry that The Lancet took the paper down, canceled it, and basically wanted to cancel it forever so that it would never see the light of day. I just found out a few hours ago that that paper has passed peer reviewed and is going to be published. It is
okay. So the people like the conservatives of the day watching Fox News, or one of their favorite conservatives of the day, which is yesterday's liberals. That's what they are. Put that up against Matthew 5:13, because they're good for nothing but to be trodden under the foot of men. But they get all excited about the bad guy being grilled. They get excited about Rand Paul calling out Anthony Fauci for his lies. But then we find out who Rand Paul is, and we find out his wife is actually going behind the backs of the American people, buying stock into remdesivir because the people aren't paying attention that this is nothing but the American great appeasers. That's all they are. They just want you to believe that they're doing and bringing forth justice concerning the likes of Anthony Fauci. But what are they doing? They're forecasting another pandemic called the bird flu, right? And remember the source as to where this all is extracted from, corruption, the corruption that the people tolerate. But I do want to highlight the fact that during what I'm showing you right now, and there's a little bit more to play here for you, audio and video on sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com, it's interesting to note that people got all excited about the fact that they just received more evidence of the conspiracy that has been committed against the people on a worldwide basis. Read Jeremiah 11:9. Conspiracies are very real. And that's what the American people and the world right now is in the midst of, unless the people rise up and put a stop to it. But notice how the people got excited about that. Can I ask you a question? Let's be honest with each other, okay? How many times has Bill Gates, how many times has the WEF, the WHO, how many times has the CDC, and you can name names too, how many times has Anthony Fauci, Donald Trump, Joe Biden, Barack Obama, the Clintons, the Bushes, I mean, folks, we can keep going all the way back. How many times have they been exposed for their crimes? And how many times have the American people held them accountable? You got to answer the question. Because you're going to have to get this in your head one way or another as to what the resolve is. How many times have they been held accountable for their crimes? That's all you have to do is answer it. How many times have you felt, well, a sense of gratification after watching one of your favorite politicians actually go after the bad guy? And then the question I want to come back to is, how many times have you seen them see it through and actually bring forth justice? I'm thinking of Donald Trump when he said he was going to go ahead and drain the swamp, which he did just the exact opposite. Just tell the people what they want to hear. They'll go back to sleep. That's exactly the ignorance and the dull and the insensibilities of the American people and what they have become. And again, it's very embarrassing to see what we're seeing here, right? In saying that, what happens when we just let them off? We just kind of let it go. Well, it happens again and again and again. So what they're doing in this video, Dr. William Mackis, they're highlighting the fact that people all over the world within a week, days to weeks, have died. 74% of those that took the experimental jabs. When you go through, in contrast, when you go through the airports, like I did over the last month, quite a few times. It's interesting to note that those same people, the same pharmaceutical companies, and all the bad guys grouped together against the American people, committing in the act of a conspiracy in their covenant of death. Jeremiah 11:9, also Isaiah 28 verse 18. Read both those scriptures because it's applicable to what we're talking about right now. They're pushing another vaccine. They're pushing the same vaccines that killed off and genocided how many millions of people worldwide? And they're excited about this? Do you think, Americans, do you think like for some reason or another, the bad guys are just going to go away on their own? No, let's continuously watch this.
In the world of COVID vaccinated people who drop dead a few hours or a few days or a few weeks after taking the COVID-19 vaccine, we did a rigorous review of these autopsies and we found that about 74% of the cases of sudden death were caused or contributed to by the vaccine.
Okay, so he just said, he just said 74% of the people that took the COVID-19 vaccines, the experimental jabs, 74% of them died within days to weeks after they took the shot. They fell over dead. Hey, Americans, are the bad guys, have they been apprehended? Are they being held accountable for their crimes that they've committed against the American people? If not, you're walking through the valley of death, and that death is brought upon the American people by allowing the sin which bringeth forth death, Romans 6:23. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Today, more than ever, our pets are struggling with many of the same health challenges that their owners are struggling with. Medications can sometimes help, but do not address the root cause and can create unwanted side effects. Pet Regen by Go Natural Pets is a revolutionary regenerative plant-based supplement for pets that helps the body heal itself naturally. The results have been extraordinary. The unique ingredients in Pet Regen have countless scientific studies that show their ability to facilitate greater repair, renewal, and regeneration. A few scoops a day can make all the difference. It's safe, effective, affordable, and it works. We guarantee it or your money back. Created by nature, proven by science, loved by pets. That's PetRegen.com, PetRegen.com, or call 737-303-4480. That's 737-303-4480.
BBS Radio TV. If it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio TV. A place for answers.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, my name is Dan. Hearing Bradley Dean speak for the very first time rocked my world. He preaches in the bold, uncompromising style of John the Baptist, bringing inspiring message of clarity, conviction, holiness, hope, and healing. He awakens the spiritual warrior and the true believer while bringing encouragement to the weary soul.
Orders go out tomorrow morning. You'll have them within 3 to 5 days, say at the USPS.
Since October,
got another one coming.
Israel has been
By the way, friends, we're on a brand new flagship, and with that, it's called BBSRadio.com. And if you want to go ahead and get that upload or that app to your phone, you can do that. Just go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the right side of the page, and you'll find it right there. Sonsoflibertymedia.com, right on the right side of the page there. Just click onto it, and it brings you right to the page, and you can listen to us whenever you'd like to. Okay? BBSRadio.com. When it comes to the Jewish people, make distinction.
Israel. That you will never
are God's children.
Is limited. So
read Scripture, Revelation 3:9. I'm going to make another point, and then I'm going to come back to walking through the valley of the shadow of death. I'm not adding the word shadow. I'm extracting that. Okay?
Christians United for Israel is the largest pro-Israel voice in America. Add yours today.
BBS Radio TV. We've connected the world.
I'm pretty sure we're right up after this break here, guys. Okay.
Show for your brain.
This
BBS Radio TV.
Sorry, clock.
Free unmolested content from A to Z. We don't limit the content, and we won't limit your opinions. You get to decide what's right, what you like, and then live with it.
Okay, we should be.
How do you like them apples?
Here.
If you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out sonsoflibertyradio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life. Books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and check out our store today. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Okay, so just highlighting the fact that listen to this brand new information of 74% of all those that took the experimental jabs, within days to weeks, they fell over dead suddenly. This is a doctor. This is all, folks, this was all censored by the mainstream media. All censored by big tech companies. No, they were pushing the narrative the other direction, trying to force you to take it out of fear, the fear of man, which brings a snare, not the fear of God. And I want you to think about this. So a whole lot of people don't believe the media. Then the media tells them, you better take a shot. These dense individuals go out and take a shot from a people that advocate and have advocated for more than the slaughter of 70 million babies. How do you show mercy? They that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. Jonah 2:8. That's it. You forsake your own mercy because you don't listen to the hard word. Jesus spoke as one that had authority and not as the scribes and the Pharisees. The Bible says that he spoke boldly and they say nothing to him. That's the voice of the prophet. And the voice of the prophets, is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord, like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces? They don't want to hear it like that. They're a bunch of effeminate pansies that want to hear it a different way. They don't want their feelings hurt, not realizing that scripture stands in contrast to their feelings. Because they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with its lusts and its affections. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Can't have that. Don't want my feelings hurt. Has nothing to do with your feelings. Remember, when you followed Jesus, you took up your cross, you denied yourself. Guy asked me the other day, as a matter of fact, it was Mike Adams in Texas there. In Houston, Texas, he asked me the question about my Christianity. I said, well, that man died a long time ago. When I got saved for his purposes, not mine. So I'm his business. I'm not my business. I'm living as unto his will by his grace, not unto my will by the carnality of a reprobate mind and a wicked heart. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who could know it? Why would the Bible clearly says only a fool would trust in his own heart. My goodness. The reason I was just bringing up the fact that 74% of them died, friends, I also want you to contemplate now what a year later after all of this conspiratorial process, they think they're going to get away with it and they're going to go ahead and jump ship and they're going to go ahead and do it again. Well, that's only going to work with those people that actually give themselves over to the tyrants so that they can do it again. But what I want you to check out, friends, is look at how the Supreme Court came right in behind the crimes of the federal government by stifling free speech. If the people were not censored, if the doctors were not censored, and they were not being murdered off concerning those that were telling you the truth of the matter, they would have never gotten away with it. It would have been back like in 1976, where like a small amount of people died from it, and then they extracted and they pulled all the drugs out and the vaccines away from the people because they found that they were killing the people. Well, the government today just did the exact opposite. And here comes the Supreme Court right behind them telling them that it was okay for the federal government to outsource online censorship of big tech. Folks, you have to understand that they're doing this together. They're working in this together in unison. It's not like the three branches of government are working independently as a check and balance on each other. Again, I'm telling you and highlighting the leaven that needs to be completely purged, that the whole lump might be holy. And I'm talking about the corrupt that need to be lawfully dealt with by the people. Americans, when you fail to do that, you're walking through the valley of death. Not the shadow of death, but death. Okay? I want to highlight a couple more things here real quick, and then I want to get back to my topic in the sense of I'm throwing this in the mix of my topic, of course, but I want you to check out in truth as to what this is all about and where this is coming from. But let's go over to this lady, and I want you to see this. Have you heard about this video that was just banned by TikTok? Okay, again, understand, and I've already showed you the article, the Chinese are paying for all of this demoralization in the America that we know. They're breaking down the moral system because if they can demoralize you, they can control you. Okay? So let's go over to this lady. Listen to what she has to say.
How to store and sort all your photos and videos.
I'm sorry. This is a commercial. We're going to go ahead and I'm going to wait for her to come back up. And when she comes up, it's rather interesting, the information she's bringing for us. But pay attention to the content.
Have you heard about this latest video that TikTok banned because they found it to be too controversial, too filled with hate, and too offensive? Well, if you haven't seen it yet, here it is.
Watch this.
Brace yourself.
If you think girls and women's equality matter, stand up. If girls and women's sports matter, and you want your daughters to have the same opportunity you had, stand up. If you know that it isn't fair or safe to allow males to compete in girls' sports, because it's, well, obvious, stand up. Don't be cowed by people who call you a bigot. You're not a bigot. Don't let men tell us how to be good girls. Don't let others tell you you just need to be
TikTok pulled this down because they said it was too hateful.
It's not nice to further a lie. It's not mean to believe in women's equality. We deserve our own sports, privacy, fairness, safety. We deserve a chance to compete and win. So don't be nice. Don't be careful. Be honest. Be brave. Fight for women. We've come too far to give up now. And if you agree with that, stand up and stand with us.
Yeah, so what they did is they decided to pull down the video because they said it was too controversial. The truth. See, folks, you're allowing them to invert. You're allowing the evil to advocates itself as being good. They put evil for good and good for evil. You're allowing them to put darkness for light and light for darkness. That's what you're allowing them to do. Isaiah 5:20. Okay, and by allowing them to do so, you can't complain about it. You have the sodomite agenda where men act like women and women act like men, you know, because they can't help themselves, right? Yeah, remember that one? Yeah, just like the guy that goes out and shoots six people a day and he says he's doing pretty good. He's got some sort of self-righteousness. But when he stands before the judge for killing those six people on that one day, he looks at the judge and says, listen to me, I was born this way. I can't help myself. Hey, folks, sin is moral. It is not physical. Do not sit there and tell me that men do not make a choice to feed into that monster. When a man acts like a woman, he is feeding that. And he's taking by choice and making by choice the thoughts that he takes. Okay? I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I've set before you life and death, both blessing and cursings. Therefore, choose life that both you and your seed may live. You hear about the guy that likes to steal? He said he can't keep his hands to himself. He tells the judge that he was born that way. Do we overlook the law that condemns the crime? Absolutely not. What about the guy that can't tell the truth? Is he exempt from telling the truth because he tells the judge that he was born that way? Or what about the guy that goes and borrows money from a bank and he can't repay the bank? Is he going to stand in front of the judge and just say, hey, listen, I was just born that way. I have not the ability to go ahead and work and repay that debt that I owe. Folks, this is what you're allowing the bad guys and the reprobates to teach other people by giving this stuff a pass. It's baloney. We're ruled by law. Did you know that our laws condemn the sodomite agenda? But the sodomites are given voice through the mainstream media, Micah 6:16, through those minions of hell, Jeremiah 8:44, to do what? In hopes of turning you against the law that condemns their crime. They want you to show sympathy for the devil that they chose to serve. Are you going to go along with that? Well, I guess that's your call, isn't it? But as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord here. How far has it gone? Look at this, the people's voice. Okay, this is walking through the valley of death. Hey, folks, if there is no law, there is no freedom. God is the lawgiver, and if you want to ignore him, the only thing that you have to look forward to is the hell that you're allowing the bad guys to create. Psalm 9:16 and 17. But a woman, according to the people's voice, was kicked off United Airlines flight for misgendering a flight attendant. Well, I can tell you right now, they called it a hate crime. All crime is motivated by hate. Okay, we have a man dressed as a woman that was misgendered. That within itself is felonious activity. That individual should be thrown into a ward until he is judged because he wants to convince everybody else and he wants everybody else to pretend with him that he's a woman. Well, I can tell you right now, I'm not going to pretend. They're getting away with what they're getting away with because there's too many people that are pretending with them. Here, I want to show you something else. I don't think people realize this, and I got a whole show on this, but the top 33 mass murders in the United States of America, did you know that they were all sodomites? You know that Jeffrey Dahmer used to go to gay bars and then he'd lure men back to his apartment and then he would kill them and then dissect them and then throw them into his freezer? Did you know that the top 33 mass murders in this country, they were all sodomites. They were gay. Okay, I know, my son's gay. He's not a mass murderer. I'll tell you what. Do you love your son? Oh, yeah, I'm just trying to love him to Jesus the best way that I can. Have you told him what the word says? That the Lord calls it an abomination? Did you show him the statute for those that choose to live a lifestyle such as that? Leviticus 18:22, 20:13, Jude 1:7, as a community, those that tolerate the crime, what happens? It breeds. And guess who becomes a prey? The innocent. Every single time. Look at Sodom and Gomorrah. It's not a joke. Read Romans 1:26, start there to the end of the chapter as well. But I want to show you, by you giving them a green light or a pass, if you are one of them, I want you to look at your breeding. A said trans person, according to the postmillennial.com, just recently was arrested after being found with the body of a dead Minneapolis trans activist. You're dealing with people, folks, that are demonically possessed. I also want you to see this one, because I'm cutting this off at the end of this segment. transgender suspect admits to killing parents and shows absolutely no remorse. That is One American News. Folks, you're going to have to get your game on. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Richard Mast, attorney with Liberty Counsel. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty Radio are on the front lines of our culture war, and I am proud to call them brothers in arms. What America needs now is more people telling the truth, regardless of the cost. Bradley is one of those people.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Today, more than ever, our pets are struggling with many of the same health challenges that their owners are struggling with. Medications can sometimes help, but do not address the root cause and can create unwanted side effects. Pet Regen by Go Natural Pets is a revolutionary regenerative plant-based supplement for pets that helps the body heal itself naturally. The results have been extraordinary. The unique ingredients in Pet Regen have countless scientific studies that show their ability to facilitate greater repair, renewal, and regeneration. A few scoops a day can make all the difference. It's safe, effective, affordable, and it works. We guarantee it or your money back. Created by nature, proven by science, loved by pets. That's PetRegen.com, PetRegen.com, or call 737-303-4480. That's 737-303-4480. Yeah.
Mike Lindell here, and like you, I see our country being destroyed daily. We face massive economic issues. And I can tell you from firsthand experience, there are people in power who threaten the values that have made our country great. Well, I've been a believer in gold and silver for a long time, and I've searched for years for a partner that shares my values. Well, Genesis Gold Group showed me how easy it is to protect your IRA, 401k, or your retirement with gold and silver. Their faith-driven approach to service and stewardship is one that stands out from the rest.
So call Genesis Gold Group now at 800-385-GOLD. That's 800-385-4653. Or go to bbsradiogold.com.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty. This is For Radio. Oh, and by the way, we just wanted to let you know we're over at BBS Radio. That's our new flagship. And we wanted to let you know, I just got this morning, we got two more radio stations, so we're starting to build again. But these radio affiliates that are picking us up, they're throwing us out there all week long. And that is fantastic news. KFMD, this is 1580 AM Fort Madison, Iowa. This will be Monday through Friday. This will be available for those out there. These are new affiliates, adding on to the 160 we had when we left GCN. We had a 10-day notice. We don't know how many actually pulled over with us, but we're hoping that a majority of them did. We had 160 affiliates, but in the process, we're rebuilding and we're picking up new affiliates. Another one is KQOB 99.7 FM. This is a huge network in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. They'll be broadcasting us as well Monday through Friday. So if you're new to the show, just so you know, this is why we have commercials in between. We are a national broadcast, okay? Check out Sons of Liberty. Radio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com as well for your news source. We have 13 to 15 contributors over there on that website for you. Tearing down the lies. We're not moving, friends, by the grace of God. And we're going to continuously fight what's going on out there because the American people are awake. But it takes more than just being awake. It takes a people that are set on standing up and My job is to set brush fires in the minds of the people to actually deal with the corrupt, and I hope I'm doing a good job in the process of doing just that. And only God knows, because it's by his grace that we do the things that we do in the first place. But again, here we are, right? We're also told that we're supposed to have, I was just informed yesterday that Monday we should absolutely have the phone lines back up through a brand new system, and I'm looking forward to it because I haven't heard from anybody on a phone line over the last, 4 weeks now? Oh, it's kicking my butt, folks. I mean, I'm here for the people. That's what this is all about. Ministry payday for Bradley Dean is being with the people, and it's important that we are. So all of that said, what I want to do, first of all, I was doing a little homework during the break. Let me take a step back. And it's interesting that 21 verse 7, this is what I was thinking of a couple minutes ago. And I was right in thought, but I didn't go there. I went to Proverbs 20 verse 7 before 21 verse 7. And I thought it was 21 verse 7. Thank you for the Holy Ghost who quickens us and brings all things to remembrance, right? But it was Proverbs 21 verse 7. Listen carefully. The robbery of the wicked shall destroy them. Okay? But listen carefully. Because they refuse to do judgment. Who are the wicked? Come on, let's call it for what it is. The wicked are those that know to do right, but they do it not. So what happens? The Bible says, well, they're going to be ripped off of what they have in this life because they refuse to do God's judgments. You know what? This was common conversation with our forefathers. My goodness. If you haven't been to Williamsburg or Yorktown or on the East Coast, and I'm thinking of Jamestown as well. My goodness, folks, this is what they establish. And James Madison, the father of our Constitution, is the guy that said judgment guards our liberties, and without it, we're going to lose everything that we have. Folks, it's a joy to the just before God to do judgment. But again, destruction shall be to the workers of iniquity. Okay, so we only have one segment left, yes, and it's the fastest hour on radio. Yep, we know that as well. When you read Psalm 23, this applies to the children of God. Listen carefully. The Lord is my shepherd. Yes, he is. I shall not want. I shall not lack is what he's saying. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. I haven't learned that lesson yet, but I know it's true. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness. Yes, upon repentance through the work of the Holy Ghost. Titus 3:5. Yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, right? I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. His leadings. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Does he? Absolutely. When I take it to the enemy. Thou anointest my head with oil. Amen. Isaiah 10:27, my cup runneth over, absolutely, when I stay under the ministry of the word. Read Acts 6. 23, Psalms, verse 8, or I'm sorry, 6. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord. Okay, so what I want to do is I want to make this applicable because I always want to be an encouragement. And for those that have ears to hear, it's always an encouragement if you're on the right path. Okay, and on the right path talks the way that the Lord talks as he leads us to talk, that the conversation becometh the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's in Philippians 1, and I'm also thinking of Psalm 50. Okay, that we might be partakers of his salvation. Salvation means liberation from sin. We want to be free in Christ. Okay, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. 2 Corinthians 3:17. I said yesterday, and this is coming to my aid again, make distinction between freedom and licentiousness. Licentiousness is an excessive license to sin, to do what you want to do. Listen, when you're born of the Spirit, can I ask you a question? Again, I wish we had lines open right now, but I want to say it to you. Hey, for those that call yourselves Christians, I got a question for you. And let's be honest with each other, okay? Because I'm always honest with you. What do you want to do? I was sitting there last week having dinner with my wife, a very far and few between. Folks, I've been married for 25 years now. And I'm thinking about how many times me and my wife have had time to spend to go have a dinner. Just me and her. I believe it's less than five. Ministry spells work. That's crazy. But that's the truth of the matter. We were sitting there having dinner the other day, and she was going back and forth, and we were bantering, and I was kind of staring off thinking about what I had to do. And I said, good memory. That's all I said to her. Just, what's a good memory? And she right away popped it off. What about me? I said, I don't know. I know I always find my life where I'm spent for the people. It's absolutely true. It's absolutely true. And I am set for that warfare. I find my joy in the Lord bearing the cross, Hebrews 12, verse 2. Read the rest of the chapter. And then I thought, you know, do you remember that one Marvel from the early 2000s, you know, when you could watch them and it wasn't predicated or premised on death and demonic activity? Do you remember when that one guy was asked, you know, what is he like to do? I said, I'm that guy. He answered when he was asked, what do you like to do? He said, I don't know. I live and breathe and have my being and what I'm called to do. I don't know this modern version, what the children of the apostate called Christianity. I'm not a compartmentalized guy. It's all or nothing. I'm the same here as I am there. What do you like to do? I don't know. I know that I find my life when I'm being spent for the people. That is a fact. While we were sitting there, making a different point really quick, and we're going to go back to Psalm 23, I noticed the televisions were just blaring in the face of the people. I can't stand that because there's no more family time, no more personable time. It's just the televisions are everywhere, and they're pulling your attention away through distraction. I can't stand it. I always want to find the place, the little privately owned business where I can sit and actually have a conversation with somebody. And I just looked up at the TV and I said, this is the problem right here. This is what they feed on. King David said in Psalm 101, verse 3, he said, I will set no wicked thing before my eyes. And that's all that's there. Let me end the show with this. Tell me if this is applicable to what you see today. The TV is my shepherd, I shall not want. It makes me lie down on the sofa. It leads me away from the faith of Christ. It destroys my soul. It leads me in the path of sex and violence for the sponsor's sake. Yeah, though I walk in the shadow of Christian responsibilities, there will be no interruption, for the TV is with me. Its cable and its remote control, they comfort me. It prepares a commercial before me in the presence of my worldliness. It anoints my head with humanism and consumerism. My coveting runneth over, and surely laziness and ignorance shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of watching TV forever. Hey, folks, as I said earlier, I named the show The Valley, or Walking Through the Valley of Death. This is self servient. This is brought about by what men choose to do in obedience to God, in a war between the carnal man and the spiritual man. Love you by what we do, and we'll talk to you in 23. Okay? See ya.